Most say wisdom comes with age. So how old does one have to be before they are considered wise? Any guesses? 100? Anyone agree, disagree? Anybody wise here? The wise one knows not to raise their hand when someone asks, is anybody wise here? How much experience qualifies one to be thought of as wise? If it's not age, and maybe it is age, but how much experience? Like, you can be wise in certain ways, maybe? Big question, what is wisdom? Go ahead. Yes? There you go, defining the word with what is wisdom? It's good, right? We said that, and we're supposed to look for it. How old is wisdom anyway? How old? Not how old do you have to be, but how old is wisdom? Centuries? Let me start by answering the how old. That one's an easier question to answer. What did you say, Jim? You said something. 10 years?
10.
Yeah, about 10. She, that's wisdom, is as old as all creation and actually a little bit older. She's been around for the ages before there were any heavens or earth, before there were springs of water, before there were mountains or fields or sea or anything at all. So wisdom has been around since before the beginning, or at least the beginning, but depending on where we define where the beginning is. And we can learn much from her. And you're wondering right away, what am I doing with all this she stuff? Why am I calling wisdom her? It is right in this morning's Bible reading. It says, does not wisdom call and does not understanding raise her voice? There's some other parts in there. And then you're thinking, well, that's the New Revised Standard Version. You know, that version of the Bible that we read here that was created partly, it was translated so that there was not a gender bias in the reading. So if the reading didn't say that it was male, it doesn't come across as male. But this is female, so there's a gender bias on that other side. But some people say it's just the NRSV, that liberal translation. But here, I'm going to read it to you, the same verse, Proverbs 8:1 from the New International Version. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? From the New Living Translation, listen as wisdom calls out, hear as understanding raises her voice. Proverbs from the New Century Version, wisdom calls to you like someone shouting, understanding raises her voice. Then you think, well, what about the King James Version? You know, if it's good enough for Peter, it's good enough for me, the King James Version. Because most of us, as we were growing up, King James Version was the one that we read. And it's the one that we'll always want to go back to if we find something that we don't like. But the King James says this. Here it is from the King James Version. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? There it is again. Her, all the way through. And I love it in the Message paraphrase. A scholar named Eugene Peterson took the entire Bible and put it into... It's not word-for-word translation. It's this paraphrase that tries to get idea for idea across. And here's what it says in the Message paraphrase. Do you hear Lady Wisdom calling? Can you hear Madam Insight raising her voice? It just flows. I love the way Eugene Peterson understands it. Wisdom and understanding they're feminine words. You know, some languages have masculine and feminine nouns. They're feminine words, and they are described in most English translations in feminine terms. So not only are the nouns feminine, but they just, the personality of the word, of the description, is feminine. So wisdom, she has been around since the beginning. She has been around in all of these English translations and the translations that weren't in English before that, in the Latin, in Hebrew. So what is wisdom? It's easier to describe how old she is and to talk about all the she stuff than to say what is wisdom. Because what wisdom is mostly unquantifiable. Our reading today skips several verses that describe wisdom. Right in the middle, you know, I said it's verses 1 through 4 and 22 to 31. Well, in the middle, we can't fully understand wisdom, but we can get a description of wisdom. Here's some things that wisdom does. She speaks the truth and hates deception. Her advice is wholesome and good. She gives instruction. She lives with good judgment. She attains knowledge and discretion. She has good advice. She has insight. She has strength. She loves those who seek her. She walks the way of righteousness and along the paths of justice. Good description of what wisdom does. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is embodied, at least, best description I can give now. Wisdom is embodied in truth, wholesome advice, instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness, and justice. When I'm talking in the children's sermon that wisdom's calling and she wants you to look for her, wisdom wants you to look for truth, wholesome advice, instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness, and justice. Wisdom, she's really good. And so how much experience qualifies one to be thought of as wise? I don't know. How much experience is necessary before someone is filled with and oozes truth, wholesome advice, instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness, and justice? Wisdom does come with age. For many, it comes as a result of making enough mistakes to know better. As we grow older and wiser, why do we know so many things? Why do we not make as many mistakes as we did? Because we made those mistakes. And hopefully we remember them and don't repeat them. For some, it comes after doing it right so many times that it's completely natural too. Is there anything that you do in your life, you do it right, and it's just natural? I think that's part of wisdom. Those who have lived, those who have experienced more life, are wiser. Not every person who has experienced life shows all of these signs of wisdom. And, that Eugene Peterson translation, I want to read more of this. I know that I read the Bible verses today, Proverbs 8, 1 through 4, and 22 to 31. I want to take just a couple minutes, and I want to read this whole thing through from 1 all the way to 36. And it says Proverbs 8. I've got copies of it downstairs so you can read it. It's one of the most beautiful whole passages of the Bible. And Eugene Peterson's The Message translation, a lot of it is beautiful and flowing. But this one just shouted out, Lady Wisdom calls out from Proverbs 8. Do you hear Lady Wisdom calling? Can you hear Madam Insight raising her voice? She's taken her stand at First and Main at the busiest intersection. Right in the city square where the traffic is thickest, she shouts, "You, I'm talking to all of you, everyone out here on the streets. Listen, you idiots, learn some good sense. You blockheads, shape up." Don't miss a word of this. I'm telling you how to live well. I'm telling you how to live at your best. My mouth chews and savors and relishes truth. I can't stand the taste of evil. You'll only hear true and right words from my mouth. Not one syllable will be twisted or skewed. You'll recognize this is true. You with open minds, truth-ready minds, will see it at once. Prefer my life disciplines over chasing after money, and God knowledge over a lucrative career. For wisdom is better than all the trappings of wealth. Nothing that you could wish for holds a candle to her. I am Lady Wisdom, and I live next to sanity, knowledge, and discretion. They live just down the street. The fear of God means hating evil, whose ways I hate with a passion. Pride and arrogance and crooked talk. Good counsel and common sense are my characteristics. I am both insight and the virtue to live it out. With my help, leaders rule, and lawmakers legislate fairly. With my help, governors govern. Along with all in legitimate authority, I love those who love me. Those who look for me find me. Wealth and glory accompany me. Also substantial honor and a good name. My benefits are worth more than a big salary, even a very big salary. The returns on me exceed any unimaginable bonus, any imaginable bonus. You can find me on Righteous Road. That's where I walk, at the intersection of Justice Avenue, handing out life to those who love me, filling their arms with life, armloads of life. God sovereignly made me, the first, the basic. Before he did anything else, I was brought into being a long time ago, well before the earth got its start. I arrived on the scene before ocean, yes, even before springs and rivers and lakes, before mountains were sculpted and hills took shape. I was already there, newborn, long before God stretched out earth's horizons and tended to the minute details of soil and weather and set sky firmly in place. I was there. When he mapped and gave borders to wild ocean, built the vast vault of heaven, and installed the fountains that fed ocean. When he drew a boundary for the sea, posted a sign that said no trespassing, and then staked out the earth's foundations, I was right there with him, making sure everything fit. Day after day, I was there, with my joyful applause, always enjoying his company, delighted with the world of things and creatures, happily celebrating the human family. So, my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Blessed the man, blessed the woman who listens to me, awake and ready for me each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find life, real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure. But if you wrong me, you damage your very soul. When you reject me, you're flirting with death. Proverbs 8, Lady Wisdom cries out, Wisdom, she's really, really good. There's one more piece or facet of wisdom that we've got to address. Wisdom, who has been around since before the beginning, who embodies truth, wholesome advice, instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness, and justice, comes from and is woven together with God. The wisdom described in today's reading, it's not part of the Trinity. This is Trinity Sunday, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, although wisdom and the Holy Spirit have this weaving together, the Spirit that brings wisdom, God's wisdom. And the wisdom described here in Proverbs today, we can't lay claim to her. We were wise to not raise hands when I said who is wise, because we can't claim wisdom. We can't possess her as if she were a prize. At the end of the long race, I reached wisdom and held it up and put a medal around my neck. No, it doesn't work that way. But throughout our lives, we can seek her. Wisdom calls, and understanding raises her voice. So let's listen to wisdom's voice when she calls, and let's seek her. Let's seek wisdom. Thank you, God, for your wisdom. Help us to seek it all the days of our lives. Amen.